chronology is not my strong suit. And I'm thinking that this is 12 years now.
Yeah.
There have either been 12 or this will be the 12th. I'm not sure. Something like that. Well, I think the impetus was that Craig Dermer, I can't remember his wife's names now, had always had a party in North Lawrence. They lived kind of backed up against the levee, and so they had a good place to have kind of thoughtless parties where you didn't have to be too worried about neighbors and other things. So they split. They went to Japan. And so somebody needed to take over. They had two parties. They had an Easter party and a 4th of July. And I was willing to take over one.
Yeah.
And since I lived in Vinland, which was, you know, outside of the city, it was seemed reasonable. And the first year was, I don't know, I mean, for me it was a big party. There were, you know, 50 people there or something, 50 or 60 people. And it's just, and then we have, I mean, for a town which consists of, you know, like, you know, 8 houses and 3 churches or something, I mean, there's not a lot to Vinland.
Yeah.
I've either owned or lived in 3 of the different houses down there. So we moved, and we have what we refer to as beachfront property now, which we just, we face west right onto the airstrip. And there's a little grass airstrip out there.
Yeah.
And so we approached the guy that owns the airstrip, you know, if we have a party, is it cool if we use your airstrip? Because as far as blowing stuff up, it's the perfect place. There's nothing in the way.
Just a big clearing.
Except airplanes, you know. But
and those aren't combustible
no.
at all.
And then, you know, so and he said, you know, it's fine. Just get up in the morning, clean it all up so that, you know, so that there isn't any residue on the airstrip. And we've had so far, despite the fact that we caught it on fire once and... he has been very gracious about letting us use it. And it's just, and it has steadily grown. I mean, we started having music fairly regularly out there. And it's a, I mean, it's kind of a, I don't want to say it's a free-for-all, but I mean, it's 4th of July, which is just kind of, I mean, it is kind of a free-for-all. It's when you get to, yeah, blow stuff up.
It's a lot of, yeah.
That stays on the airstrip. We've always kept kind of the backyard and everything with the treehouse and the slides and the stock tank swimming pool and everything is family-friendly. I mean, little kid-friendly. Mm-hmm. It's... And so people feel, I think, pretty comfortable coming out. I mean, it tends to be, it is a family affair. I mean, it's, anybody can have a fairly good time at this thing. And I've been very impressed with the fact that everybody's been respectful of this little town, which I have to live in after the party, you know, and it's, you know, nobody's, I mean, I probably shouldn't say it, but I mean, nobody's really gotten hurt out there. Nobody's done anything. Yeah, I'm all. Nobody's done anything overtly stupid that I know of. I mean, it's, and it's just gotten, I think my Johnny on the spot man, who seems to be a pretty good head counter, you know, I mean, he can kind of look inside the little green room when it's all said and done and say, oh, well, he declared last year that we had the biggest party that he's been to.
So he can actually kind of extrapolate a head count based on how
on,
much waste
on residue,
there is.
Yeah. So we did a, we traded up I traded him an old motorcycle for not one, but two Johnny on the spots this year.
Oh.
And two cases of Saturn missiles. So.